And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
Music file sharing. It's bigger than ever. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The recording industry won a key fight yesterday against music file sharing when a federal jury ordered a Minnesota woman to pay $222,000 for sharing copyrighted music online. The jury ordered 30-year-old Jamie Thomas to pay six record companies that sued her $9,250 for each of 24 songs they focused on in the case. Thomas's attorney describes her as devastated and fearful she'll have to give up a big portion of her income for the rest of her life. The lead attorney for the record companies says the verdict sends a message that downloading and distributing copyrighted music is not okay. Despite a legal campaign that's delivered more than 26,000 lawsuits against file sharers since 2003, more people are trading songs on peer-to-peer networks than ever before, according to Eric Garland. He's CEO of Big Champagne, a company that tracks music file sharing.
Yeah, file sharing as a phenomenon has increased dramatically since 2003, although I think it's important to note that most of the growth in file sharing really occurred over those years, the couple of years following. 2004, 2005 were big growth years for the file sharing phenomenon. Since that time, really last year and this year, we've seen something of a plateau that we generally attribute to a sort of maturity in the sector. While there are always new users coming onto these networks, the user base is so substantial that it just doesn't support the kind of growth that it once did. It's a more mature market.
Well, impress me with numbers. How many people are trading, say, music files back and forth, and how many files are being traded?
Yeah, the numbers are staggering. At any given time, there are as many as 10 million people logged onto these networks simultaneously. And all told, that population is upwards of 60 million people in this country alone. The volume of files trafficked on these networks can exceed 1 billion in a given month.
So from your vantage point, the legal campaign against file sharing has had, would you say, little effect or no effect?
It's tough to say no effect because the recording industry makes a good point, and that's that for all we know, the problem would be much worse had they not undertaken all of these different efforts to dissuade people. And that's a reasonable point. You know, maybe this sort of maturity or this plateauing that I've described would not yet have occurred if it weren't for these deterrents. But I think the one thing that's very clear is that they have not reversed the trend. There are still more people accessing more popular entertainment for free today than at any time in history.
That's Eric Garland with file sharing measurement firm Big Champagne. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.